All right, well, we're up against it. We've got a couple of minutes left. Did want to bring up one thing. I know Caleb was excited about it. Michael Young joining the Rangers front office. Assistant GM? Is it, or assistant to GM?
Assistant to the GM. He's theoretically the Dwight Schrute of Texas Rangers baseball now. I'm excited about it, man. It's great. This is just a great move all around. Michael Young's wanted to be back part of this organization for a long time. And he said he doesn't want to coach if that's not going to work out. Time strains. He's got kids that are still young that I know that he wants to be like a huge part of their life. But man, like these speaking about kids, he's excited to be working with these kids that are in the minor leagues. The kids that are 17, 20 to 21 years old, you know, that are down there that I think that he can really provide just a good foundation for whenever they get up there with Jeff Bannister and his just.
So
awesomeness
like
of leadership.
3/4 of your team from last year he wants to work with from the 17 to 24 year old.
Exactly.
Well, I think it's the exact right move. That's what this team is right now. Yeah, they've got some returning veterans who we'll talk about Beltre another time.
can I get Caleb's input on one thing?
Yeah, go ahead. We got
talking about racing.
Okay. Forget. Good luck to the Rangers and Bannister and Michael Young.
The brawl. What do you think about that?
You were there.
I was there. Yeah,
I was there.
I was in turn four with my little binoculars. You know, calling play by play for my dad on the entire thing.
Turning left. How do you call play by play?
I meant of the fight. Yes, I was explaining what was going on. Here's my thing. The tensions are going to be there, especially in this new format. They're going to be there, and NASCAR's got to realize that. If those tensions are going to be there, there's got to be some sort of outlet for them. And if you don't want it on the track, which I completely agree with that, you don't want it on the track. You don't want what happened with Tony Stewart and those kind of things. And we don't want to talk about that. But whenever it's on the track, you're putting a lot of people in danger, including the fans. You don't want that. But I'm all for letting the guys sit there in the pits and get it out, you know?
What if they put a boxing ring in the middle? And so, like, it was a double show. You get a race, and then afterwards, whoever is pissed with each other get to go in the ring, put the gloves on, and do it.
Have you seen these guys fight, though?
And that would be so funny. That's what would be so funny. Like,
I don't want a boxing match. I want a brawl, like I saw the other night.
It was nice to see old man Gordon getting in there and defending himself.
It's about time somebody got to Keselowski.
Thank you. Exactly. I don't watch racing, and I know I can just tell that guy had it coming.
If it was a boxing match, it'd be like a question mark versus Keselowski. Every night.
Just like a picture of 30 different dudes. Yeah. just spin the wheel and see which one doesn't like him anymore.
And did you see Kevin Harvick come up behind and push?
I did. That's the whole reason that thing started.
Into the thing?
The instigator, and then he runs off. Well, all right, guys, that's going to do it for another episode of Bobcat Radio, the Friday edition. I want to thank you for tuning in, giving you that preview. Again, a big thanks to Hayden Boudreau for joining us here on the show, helping to break down the matchup this weekend versus Georgia Southern. Going to want to tune into that at 4 o'clock tomorrow, guys. Get on out to Bobcat Stadium, pack it, and, I mean, we're going to need some serious energy to win this game. Act the whack. For Dean Garcia, Caleb Bryan, this is Jason Harris. Thanking you for tuning in. Keep it right here on KTSW San Marcos.